Simon Shin Pei Aleph, Sif Dalet, we're holding a Mishabura, Sif Katan Chof Beis. So now, we said over here, in a situation that where there's one bias opens to the other bias, but besides, in the bias, there's a cheder, there's a separate cheder, which opens to the bias, and he's Mavata Rishos Beisoy. So now, this house, the house area which is Mavatal, goes together with the other house. But the cheder, which is still private for him, he cannot carry from his cheder into the bias. Whether it may bias the cheder, he can't, or vice versa, he can't carry from the house into the cheder. And they shook him with some shus. Because we look at the house is now Mavatal to the other person. That's like the other rishus. And this cheder is his, it's one rishus to the other. Come along the cheder and they say, if you don't invite a gam rishus chedre behedyo, asal hotzi meichad the chedre. Even the mavata the rishus of the cheder, you can't carry from the cheder to the bias or vice versa. The other problem is that who chazu machzik rishusay, because by doing so he's now taking possession of the bias, but he carries from the cheder to the bias. Chanalinyan he bias chaber the baser. The same way in the case of the two batim, so he's mavata the rishus, but if he carries him as bias to the other one, it's considered like he's taking being machzik. So we're doing the opposite over here. V'yeshem the ain lavato mi bias the bias elim kein yashal atz mecheder echus libit. Came on the yeshem and said that this halacha bittul the bias. The bias only works if you keep one room for yourself. Why? The feet. Because I were concerned, in this situation, the concept of error will be forgotten. Each one will all be mivatel their ownership and their houses to one.
Routinely, by rote.
Now, Mishabur is going to deal with a problem over here. So once they're mevatel, so he's allowed to carry, use that area, but they're not allowed to use that area. So over here he says you would be allowed to use that area. Why is that? Because in a case where you have the batim, it doesn't look like he's been chosen in Europe, but now we said before, in a case where he can't be moitzi, he basically bear the base. So he can carry from his house to them. He can't carry from their house to his. So he's allowed to take from his house to the base. Lebera also can't carry from him because that looks like he's taking possession. Now, so therefore, the charo, so people will not remember the law of erev. Masha ein ken, kishem masher cheder echad, she also lahitzi men on the bites. Vimoye erev hoye mutter. She says, why can't I carry over here? If there'd been an erev, there'd be, that's the difference. This is an erev. So now, they remember the concept of erev is different. Then they'll use an erev. Nimsami stakir, who be erev, he gains through the erev. Veshuv ein locha, she rat lo hakol. So not going to do bittul, forget about the concept of error, because we're always going to be in a situation where he has some limitation.
Yeah, some prohibition. Yeah.
So that's why Chazal, this Yesh Armin, forced the person to do this, and that's the Beis Yosef B'Shem the Rebbe Ruchim and the Rebbe Tam. That's my Min Yosef Mehil Zer. Okay. Now,
is there something that the community Erev that you're supposed to have it down one day a year or something, so you don't forget?
Not Mikra Din. I mean, but we'll see later on that there's a case when they make an erev around a city, a whole city. There's actually a law. There is a law of leaving out one shkuna, of three batim outside of the erev.
Really?
And that way, there'll be a law. They can't carry it to the erev. People can carry it to them. And that'll be the way to remember Torah's erev. So I mean, that was when they had a very clearly, demarcated city, so they would do that. We'll see later on.
Yeah, we'll see later on how do you pick those three?
yeah, right. Now, the Ramah came along and said, in a situation where they have bias to bias and they each keep a cheder, so then you're allowed to make this bittul. Right? Okay. Now, this halacha, this bittul that you're allowed to make, Ramah said, when you make the bittul, you can carry from his house to yours. Mm-hmm. Now, so the Mishabur and Chavtau. What's with the Lahachlis? I'm going to Ram Shatam Alzad. I'm going to Ram says, I don't understand. What was the case? The case has to be two Yechidim. The Ibi Yachid, the Gabi Rabim, She'ervu. They one group was a group of an Eir of Rabim, which were Ma'arv, and he's the Yachid, he's Ma'arv to them. Well, they made an Eruv, so they didn't make an Eruv, they couldn't carry because it's more than one person. If they made an Eruv, so we mean they could forget Teres Eruv. So right? So the case can't be that there's a Rabbin there. The case has to be to Yechidim. Can Hech Sharlahachnism base Chaber the base? So why are you allowed to carry from his house to yours? We said before, in a case where a yach is without to the rabbim, he's considered an areyach, and he can help him carry now. But a case where it's a yachid to a yachid, he's not considered an areyach. We said in that situation where it's not considered an areyach, even if the other person got there first, it doesn't help. But when you go and you take from his makom to your makom, it's like you're being chozer machzik, and it's going to be mevatel your bittul. It's going to be chozer from your bittul. So that is the kasha of the Magen Avraham. I'm a chemin Moshe Shatirut. So come on, the chemin Moshe, and he answers the following question the following way. Okay. The din zed the Ramah married Yochel the Gabi Rabim. So what was this? What was Magen Avraham's problem? The problem was if it's a Rabim, so they had to make an Eruv. So they had to make an Eruv. What do you mean you're going to forget Taras Eruv? So I can give you a case where a Rabim doesn't need an Eruv. What is that? Being one, the yachid being an areyach to them, they're a rabbin. So if they're a rabbin, he can be an areyach to them. But there was no eruv because they didn't need an eruv. So therefore, he can carry from their house to his. Even before they took hold of it, because he's doing it as an areyach, and that's why that's one. Now it comes along the bir alocha over here. The mask of mutter. So there is a shita which argues in the machaber shita was that yachid to yachid can't be considered an areyach. It's only yachid to a rabbin, not rabbin to a yachid, not yachid to a yachid, and not a rabbin to a rabbin. So, but we Mishabura said before in Shinai and Ches that there is a case of a yachid. He brought the Eben Ezra and that argues and says that a yachid gabi yachid is called an areyach, and the Prisha also says that. And the Bir Halacha says the Prisha proves his point from this Ramah. Because Ramah says, now you're allowed to be machnas. Why you're allowed to be machnas? Because you should consider an areyach. So you say, Yachid Gabi Yachid is called an areyach. So Mamash, the Prisha learns up that this Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber in Simin Shin Pei, who says that Yachid to Yachid is not considered an areyach. So Magadam is kasha, it's not a kasha. Okay. That's what he says. And then he says, if you look at Tosha seems to say that also like that. Mitzvah also seems to say like that. Okay. Then he brings the Gros, says that this halacha over here argues on the Mechaber. The Gros says that this halacha, this Ramah, is not like the Mechaber. Okay. Hey, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidim, Rosh Hashanah. You have two houses, two sides of the Rosh Hashanah. Hikifum, Enam Yehudim, Mechitza B'Shabbos. So the guy came on Shabbos and built a wall around it. For the guy's own purpose. So now these two houses, which are the two sides of Rosh Hashanah, there's a wall going across Rosh Hashanah, so now there's like a chotzer in the middle. Now they both have reshus in this chotzer and they can't carry. So do bittul. It doesn't help it in that situation. So the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei. In Bechel Mavatul. Thereby allowing another person to carry, to use it, batam. Erev would not have worked because there was no mechitzas, Erev Shabbos, and it was a Rosh Hashanah. So here we're going to say the concept of Neser L'chol HaShabbos. Even though we said the Gabi Bittul, normally there isn't a din of Neser L'chol HaShabbos. What he's Mechadosh over here is since over here the problem at the beginning of Shabbos wasn't a Bittul issue or non-Bittul issue, it wasn't a Hekev issue. We said the Gabi Hekev, we do say the concept of so that hekev generated a intrinsic problem of lack of being able to carry. That's not going to change in the middle of Shabbos. The gabi the issue of eruv. Let's say Yerush. So now this person died. But there was an owner beginning of Shabbos. Now the Yerush, the middle of Shabbos, the person died, so the Yerush came without the Rishus. Shimo Erev Merish, if the person who was the Merish did not contribute to the Erev, or Meis B'Shabbos, then the Merish died on Shabbos. The Yerush brought Lodu B'Chotzer. Remember we had before, if the Yerush doesn't take possession of the house on Shabbos, doesn't move in on Shabbos, so he doesn't ask him. It's like a bashish in Ladurim. If the Yerush moves in, he asks. So theoretically, beginning of Shabbos, the person had contributed, and then he dies, so now he's irrelevant, so now we have enough air of everybody else, and we're okay. No, but the Yerush is a problem if he moves in. So now the Yerush, the Yerush who moved in can be about the Rishus. He's not like the situation which we had before, like a random situation. He's a Hemshach of the Marish. If he hadn't moved in, he wouldn't answer. The deer below Badlim, Shmo deer, Kanabasim, Visimon Shinai, and Opsit Dal. By Leomashak Sabbath, Shomer Berloch, I do not recall what that was. Chabzai, Yochel about the Rishusai. Raft, E boy, La Ruve, may ask Molo, Motsima Arev. He couldn't have joined in the Eruv because he wasn't the owner yet. His bittul works. And we said, look, her bittul only works when it was shaykh in a connection, Erev Shabbos. No, the Yarish kare devuahu. The Yarish is in place of the Merish. He takes over that spot. It's like bra kare devuah. So the Yarish over here is the kara of the nifter, which is the Amshin. Okay. Zion is a fascinating halacha. So this halacha of bittul works that one member can be mevatel to everybody else. So the mechaber, the halacha is mevatel and mechazin and mevatel. You can do it more than once. What does that mean? She mevatel and meshusim b'nei chotzer zula b'nei chotzer acheris. Group A is mevatel to group B, two chotzeris. Or le'echem b'nei chotzer, or everybody's mevatel to one person in the chotzer. At Yisiyu, Mashirtza, that person or those people, in the case of the two chotzeres, can take advantage of using the chotzer and bring everything out that they want. Okay, now they're finished. Then they turn around and they move out to the other direction. So, you know, we're about to arish us to you. So now you can carry everything out. At Yisiyu, Gam, hey, Mashirtza, they can carry everything out that way. So you're allowed to interrupt the bittul. It can be a multi-directional bittul on Shabbos. Chavches, Chazim Vat Noisam. Aval Im, Lohay Chazim Vat Noisam. They weren't turn around and do bittul. While you mature them, vadlim lohitzi, feel a bittul gamer shus pateim. Oh, we got him. Rabbi ben Amnasim or him kosher kosher submission pay. So in the case where it was bnei rechatzer zul to bnei rechatzer acheres, there was two rabbims, right? So then it's going to be a case, they're not considered archim. So there's no way they can carry out from their houses into the chatzer. The only eitz would be if. Chatzar, the beginning, Chatzar B is Mavato the Chatzar A. So now Chatzar A can carry everything out. Chatzar B can't carry out. Then once Chatzar A is finished carrying, the members of Chatzar A are finished taking everything out from their Brishus to the Chatzar, then the members of Chatzar B, then A will move out to B, and B will carry everything out. But there's no way B can carry out until then because they're not considered owner. Simon Shin Pei Beis. And this is a long Simon. The fact, what are we doing? This is all talking about Jews. Mm-hmm. Right? What about a case where there's a non-Jew living there? What happens in that situation? Okay. Adorim Akim Bechotzer.
A Jew lives together with a non-Jew.
Excuse me. In the Chotzer. And our Yisrael love. So look is that the non-Jew does not prohibit the Jew from carrying. It has to be at least two Jews living there in two separate houses besides the goy. Voice themselves that they would make each other also to carry. And they have to make an Erev. Then when they have to make an Erev already, so the goy can't turn an Erev and he's going to be Asr. They cannot carry, even though they made an Erev. Ben Amoshe, Vatal Akum, Bittel doesn't work. They have to rent it, the rishus of that he has in the chutzur from him. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Jews have to rent
from
the
rishus
the non-Jew has in the
correct.
From the non-Jew.
Correct.
When they're still
excellency. Now Hagah. Yeah. But if it's only one Jew living there, he's allowed to carry without being sercher rishus from the god. So the Jew lives in the Chatzar and he has two houses in the Chatzar, one that he's living in and one that he owns, a second one, and he rents out the second one to a goy, or he lends it to the goy. Anyway, so in that situation, the goy doesn't make it also because we say a concept like I had no intention to give you full rishus over this item to use. To the extent that you'd make it also for me to use, I have no intent to do that, to give it to you to the point that you're going to make me a problem. So therefore, it doesn't ask. Now, that's a case where the Yisrael is the rent,
owns
is the owner, and he's renting it out to the goy. If Albi Mabayis, he'll aid the Yehudi, it's all the way around, the goy owns the house. The Sarka Yisumim and the Jew, so the Goy owned two houses, and the Jew rented one from him.
Mm-hmm.
He lives, like Mishabur says, it might be the same house, but he has his own room. It's not, he still doesn't have full rishus over the whole house. Or, so you would think, so when he's renting it from the Goy, together with the rent that he's renting from the Goy, he's paying for the Schiris rishus in the Chatzar. No. In Schiris HaBayis, more lenient Schiris HaRev. The Schiris HaBayis does not automatically work for the Schiris HaRev. Okay. Yisrael Shehishel HaHisker HaBayis L'Chaveroi B'mokam Shadarim Enim Yehudim. So there are non-Jews living there. And there's a Jew who has two houses and he rents out or lends out one of his houses to another Jew. So he says, listen, till now it was just me and the goy. So I didn't have to rent from him. And now I'm letting you take over one of the houses. But like I said before, I have no intent to give it to you to make problems for myself. So l'chara, we said it was only a problem if there's two Jews. Now, so you came along, it was only one of his mutter for me to carry. I didn't have to start opening the book. Now that you came along, you're messing me over. So no, I never meant to give you that level of skiris, you, Mr. Jew, that you should make it also on me. We don't say that. Even the case we had before the concept of tfisas abayis, tfisas yad. I'm sorry, tfisas yad. That if the Jew has possession in a certain makom, so it's considered vis-a-vis the other person, like he still has rishus there. They don't take an eruv. In the case of tfisas yad. If I have certain immobile objects, because of either Isra Shabbos or because of the weight, whatever it is, etc., which belong to me, and I'm leaving it by you, so I still have Rishus in that place that you're renting. We don't take an Eruv. So I'll say, okay, great. If I don't make an Eruv, so I don't have to rent from the Goy. No, you still got to rent from the Goy because there's two Jews. The law is, Srikham Niska and Man Yehud, in that situation, you still need to rent from the Goy. Okay. Zok di Mishnebur. A lot of Mishnebur over here. Okay. Sukkot and Aleph. And so the case is there's a Jew and a Goy in the same Kotzer. It's also an Aser. The Mikra didn't hear his Akum and a Cheshuba. The Gabi this Halacha, the presence of a Goy doesn't really, it's not considered part of the group that we make it also. That's your Mikra did. Ella. Because I came along and says, okay, we're going to use this as a vehicle to prevent assimilation by saying, well, you can't live with him because he's going to ask you, you're carrying a Shabbos. So that's why it's the Mechal is an issue to start with. It's also this Gzeir of the Rabbanim. And on that Gzalta Shulchan Aruch, well, it goes to Elabat over the Shchiach. Chazal only goes in the average case. What's the average case? The Hainu B'mokim Shadorim Kami Yisrael. Case where there are many Jews. So then, many Jews are comfortable to live together with one Goy. Avaloi B'chad Bayis. It's only one Jew there. And he's not going to live together with the Goy in the same chutz all by himself. Because the Akum was crushed in the Shrikas Domin. So I wouldn't want to live with him all by myself. So there's other Jews over there, I feel a little more confident. You know, I could protect each other, help each other.
A Jewish neighborhood.
Right, but all by himself, it's not going to happen. So it wasn't Shkiach. So if Allah didn't have a need, in that case, which is not Shkiach, because Allah did not have a need to make it usur, to create a negative motivation of living with the Goy, that being that you can't carry on Shabbos because of him. Because there were more practical negative motivations in that situation.
So they wouldn't want a Jew to move into a block that has all Goyim either.
Okay. Now, but if there's two Jews, Mishnei Bat. What about if two Jews live in one bais? If one bais, if the yesh kama noshim, machum kolechad b'fnei atzma, kichad chashiv. If they're all living in one house, and even if each person has a separate place where he eats, which maybe the gabi eruv we would theoretically need an eruv if they're mamash eat totally separately. So Lachara now again. So what was the reason why we didn't make the Xera? Because when would one Jew want to live with one Goy? It's very dangerous. But over here, Lachara, it's not so dangerous. He has many Jews in the house, so we could argue in that situation that it is Shkia. And therefore, now we should make the Xera that you can't carry on Shabbos until you're starter from the Goy. No, because Chazal made a little plume. The Pasha said, Orch HaShulchan answered to Mage. The most edition just quoting the Orch HaShulchan, and the Orch HaShulchan answered to Mage. Because that itself, that all the You said multiple people living together in one house. One house meant one room, basically. Or one, you know, it doesn't mean a multiplex, a duplex. It meant that they all shared the same house, mamish. That was also not so common. So again, it wasn't the reason to make it also in that situation. It wasn't common. But there are two Jews, which means they actually that what if you have two yidden living in two different houses, but they don't answer each other? Vitally, they don't have to be separated from the goy. Because that word machayv is scarce from the goy in a case where there's no din erev. The moshe, the goy avu bonav shemekabim pras liyito. If there's nobody else in the chutzah besides the father and the children, like he said before, even if they don't eat al shulchan avim, but they get the food from shulchan avim, and each one goes eat in their own private house, there's nobody else in the chutzah, then you don't need an erev. In that situation, since the Maisa, we're downing it as one bias, the Gabi they have this Erev, so that because I would not make a scarce Rishus. But if you have two people living in two houses in a way that they make each other the usher to carry, and you have to make an eruv, then the goy also answers the tlidus things. Also, not very solemn talit. Shall yoyel eruvan shemarvim meneim achiyisko rishus miyata. That the eruv will not work until you do scarce rishus. Bittel doesn't work. Ben amal bittel. Hey, k'mayim yisrael shall eruvim meneim chutz that the bittel works. He wasn't marvim; just does bittel. Why doesn't it work? Because I'm not want the Jew to live amongst the other the goy. Because you might learn from the goy. Therefore, Chazal said, no, you got to rent it. And he's not so keen on renting out to you. I mean, even though you're paying him money, but he's not keen on renting out to you. The Mor says, because of kshafim, because he thinks that you're doing some type of kishuv on him, because the whole thing sounds like voodoo to him. We all have to come together and make this Erev, and we'll rent our rights to use the chutzah for you, but only for Shabbos, and it's not really, it has no real value. The guy says, I don't know what you guys are doing, but it sounds strange. So therefore, Yisrafik, 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 if I don't want to live with a goy, then I can't carry. So that would be a motivation not to live together with the goy. So that's why Chazal specifically didn't want, you have to do skiris and bit l'thon enough. Well, so she asked him, "Vav, l'yini mahani sheilo? Does sheilo work? Does bittul doesn't work? But I actually borrowed from him. Maybe that works." The totally b'shtayadesh and the word b'sevi beis of there b'shem hashem l'mahani. So we'll see later on. It's if you beis that that's it's a machlokes, and the first opinion over there holds it doesn't work. Okay, we'll see what that beis. Zion. In the case where the Jew rented out his house to the goy, or lent it to the goy was an aser, because he didn't give it to the aser. But his everyone is a kaddish l'rash, because he only time and didn't say. See, the argument is you still the house, but the house will walk and buy it because the shoe shoy b'sokoi. Okay? It's not very common. I should lend. I'm living in this chotzer and I'm going to rent out a house to one of my own houses there in the chotzer to a goy. That's not a smart thing to do. So by it, it's not common. And once it's not common, it goes, oh, man, but there's no more because I weren't goyzer in that situation. By the way, I grew up a cat. Well, there was a mission. I'm just like to the Davka, but she hissed me, Hamaska, Hamasha, Shiocha, Lassalka, Ebechol, Shosh, Yirtsa. This concept, I did not give it to you to make it be problems. So the Gros says that's only in a situation where you basically said clearly that any given moment I can get you out. In case where he cannot kick him out at any moment, the guy, he has full rights over there, then he would have to do skiris for him. Ryan Masharat is the Saber, the Zimishin Pedal and Bureau of Life. I speak about that more later on. So the Groh wants to come along, and because the Groh is grappling with a problem that in Simshin Hedal, it seems to say that the guy renting or borrowing the Rishus from the Jew does ask. And here he's saying it doesn't ask. So he says, well, the Chilik is in a case where you're able to be Masalikim, in a case you're not able to be Masalikim. Fes. That's the first case where the Jew is renting it out to the Goy. Jew owns it, he's renting it to the Goy. The case of the house is the Goy, so the Jew is renting from him. Mm-hmm. Abba the Mabai is the Lord name of, don't, why don't we say, don't say the following idea. The skiers at Tzarek, when you had to tilt those little skiers of bias. When I'm renting the house, I'm also renting the right to use the Chotzer and get my right to carry in the Chotzer. Why should we say that? He didn't say anything about it. It's obvious. He did not want to rent it in a situation of Isser. Obviously, he wants to get to take care of that now. That's what we might have thought you should say. We're saying, don't say that. When the Jew is renting it out to the Goy, he has no intent to give the Goy a reshus to create problems for himself. The Jew is renting it from the Goy. Then we don't say that we haven't said that it's obvious that he meant that and that was included in his skiras and that's what he rented from the Goy. He didn't. He didn't speak it out, he didn't rent it from the Goy, and the Goy has to give it to him separately. Okay, that was that situation. The guy lives with Baisim. Menachem Hamaskir means the owner who's renting it out lives there also. Baisim. Maharshi Yeshla Akim Cheder Yuchad. He has his own room. If Yeshla Rishus the Yisraeli Shemesh of Labayis, if the case was that the guy gave the Jew rights to every single room in the house, just the guy also lives there. But Rami Skir with the Kiddush Alakim when Yisrael Litzkim Rishusay. Right, Mr. Tezbov Mashik Sav Nusham. So there's a halacha later on in the case where Jew is working for the guy and he has rights to. By right of the fact that he's working for the Goy, he has access to every part of the house, etc. So then, if he's only Jew there, he doesn't need. I guess if the two Jews would be. They live in a different bias, but they work, they have a schus in this house where the girl lives. Sri Lakita, if there's two Jews like that, they wouldn't need a bit of a schus or shus. So we'll say over here, in the case of the Goy has no schus, no private room, so the Yisrael has access to every single room in the house. It's not worse than the case of Skiris Lakita that he has the access, and therefore there's no need for a Skiris. Okay, the last case was a case where a Jew gave it to another Jew. Even though he has Tfisa Mabayis, now it's two Jews. So now the issue here can be said, because I only made the Gzer by two Jews, not by one Jew. Well, they're not really two Jews, because there's me, and there's my other house that I let you live in, which I only don't want to give it to you, that you should make headaches for me. So now you only should count like one. No, my son is two. Two is two. Yisrael Shehishel, but what comes to the other one? So let me say, Yisrael Yehishel, Shnei Batim, Shehen, Yehuni, Darabor. There's a Goy, there's a Jew owns two houses besides the Goy's house in that Chotzer. U Darabai Yisechod, he lives in one. Yishni Yehishel, Yisrael Atim. The second one, he rented out to another Jew. Yehishel Bai Yisrael Tfisis Yad. And in the second house which he rented out, he has Tfisis Yad, which means he maintained for himself the rights to keep things which cannot be thrown out on Shabbos. Not be thrown out on Shabbos. So therefore, it's like he still has Rishus in that house. So they don't need to make an Arab together, the two of them, because it's purpose in Mishnah. So the Chara counts on like one. You have to rent from the goy. The ma'isa, so it's two separate houses and two separate Jews. Why? The Tzvi says, yeah, le'odav me'im erim b'nei. She says, yeah, it works along the same lines of Eruv. She'enamoyol calls manshol isachim in ha'akum. And if Eruv doesn't work unless you rent from the goy, so Tzvi says, yeah, it doesn't work unless you rent from the goy. Koshek sabim sip kot dalet. And re'alocha mashek sabim sip. Now the problem here is, it seems to be a steer minegu bay from what we just said now in Sivkat Yad Aleph in the end of the Siv, and what the Mishnah Berurah said before in Sivkat and Gimel. In the case we have two people living, the father and the son living in two different houses, two different people, but since there's no need to make an error, they don't ask on each other, you don't need to make an error, you don't need to scare some of the good. In our case, so I have one house and I have two, says, yeah, I don't need to make an error of another house. Right? And I don't need scare some of the good. But the Torah doesn't rule. If you don't need air, you don't need skiris. Right? So the Bir Loch asked the Kasha. Now, but Kasha, what the Mishnah Berurah here in Yud Aleph is trying to explain is that Tfisas Yad works along the lines of, it's like the equivalent of if there was an air, I don't need an air because if you have an air. So in the case where I don't need an air, that's okay, an air, that's I don't need an air, that's so that there's no, because that word Mechaibah than Sirius. In a case where I need an Erev, but I accomplish aborting the need to actually make the Erev because I've done something which is the equivalent, right? So that's the Lomdus, so then Haka, I don't need Sirius. But the Mice of the Grove wasn't happy with that Teres, apparently, and he held with a Tzarekin on this Din of the Rambam. Comes along with these Jews and says, you know, Jews are smart guys. So listen, the rabbi said, if we consider like, if we're just one, we don't have to rent to the. So let's do bittul. We do bittul. We said, like one, like we're all about to you, and you're the only owner. Now we don't do it seriously. The God. In bittul, Yisrael and Rishus and the Echamim, Kadesh, Yechoshek, Ki Yafidi, Etzel and Yehudi, which when there's only one Jew, you don't need skinners. In a well, it doesn't work. So they're going to do this skiris rishus, the bittul rishus, which makes they can't care, but he could care. And well, that won't work. So again, this would create an untenable situation where bittul, the requirement of skiris that's necessary for Erev would become forgotten because we'll just do bittul and obviate the need for skiris. It doesn't mean much to Teres Erev because obviously Teres Erev you still need. Right? We said before that we're not worried about getting Teres Erev. Bittul replacing the Erev in the case they can't carry from their house to the chotzer, which that's the case over here. Because my son, if you make an Erev, you can carry from your house to the chotzer. If you make a Bittul, you can't carry from your house to the chotzer. So why should I be motivated to forget about Erev and do Bittul when Erev gives me much more than Bittul? What he means, of course, is that the halacha that Erev requires skiris. I said, well, am I forget about Erev? It's worthwhile not to have the mile of Erev and not be allowed to carry. But again, I don't have to get Asik with the goy and do scarce just with the goy, which is quite difficult. That's what he's worried about. Okay. The goy has no excuse to walk through the chotzer. And oh, doesn't ask. He goes. Sheikh Tzeres. And the regulars all said they have access for one to the other. There's a doorway between them. But one's not behind the other. Each one has its own direct access out to the Mavriya, which is Rabbi, whatever it is. So they do not need to walk one to the other. So the Gemara lives in one. Chatzu Echad Dor Eni Yehudi, Chatzu Echad Dor Eni Shtei Yisrael Amal Yosef. So then he doesn't ask. Now if he doesn't ask her,
who doesn't ask her? The
Goy. So he doesn't ask her. Okay, so what do you mean he doesn't ask her? So he means a lot of care in their own chatzah. They never need an heir with them for their own chatzah. Their own chatzah, there's only passing between them. They're not machiv them with them. What exactly are they getting over here that they're not doing skiers, it's still, you know, getting something? What are they getting? Machnisim matzim mechatzah zu lechatzah zu b'shabbos. They're a halon shemenem. Mitzichom liskar me'en yuri. So they're allowed to take usage of the other chatzah through that chaloyin, or through the pesach, without getting the skiris of the goy, because he doesn't ask in that case. The same way during the weekdays, they might sometimes use that other chutzah which is next door. So they're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Let's hold it here. We'll do the Mishaburus. It's Hashem. So start beginning with Seth Gimel, and that'll be on Monday. It should be regular.